Blog Talk Radio.
I like the way it came in, but I need to give it a little bit more. I need to give
Come
I need
on
that
with.
Shot in the arm. I need that shot in the
Come
arm.
Come on with.
Come on, man.
Birthdays, right? That's very, very important to me.
So my brother-in-law had a birthday December 4th. So happy birthday to my brother. Yes, yes. And today we have a birthday, Michael Courtney. He got a company called Hefe that he do all the designs and clothes and all that kind of stuff. So he's having a birthday today. So we got some birthdays. So happy birthday to you guys. We here at Kale's Corner love you.
Yes, yes, yes. And
yes.
I have a special birthday, too.
Okay.
To my grandbaby. To my grandbaby, Zuri. Pop-Pop loves you, baby. Pop-Pop loves you, baby. Look, we're having a skate party on Saturday, and I've been asked several times, you going to put the skates on? You going to get the skates? But, see, the way these bones and these legs and these hips are set up, I'll do better in some tennis shoes and a sweatsuit walking beside my grandbaby while she skates. Listen, I have a very playful family. I'm not messing with none of them because it would really make their day for somebody to push me, somebody to record it, and somebody to post it. No, not happening. Will not.
Well, I skated all the way until I was 9 months.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations. won't be me. Will not. Won't not. Cannot be me. No. Anyway. To all the birthdays, both spoken and unknown, we want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to you all. We want to say happy birthday to you all, and we appreciate you all. And enjoy your special day and evening to the fullest. Enjoy it to the fullest. You know, we here at Kale's Corner have nothing but love for you guys, and we want this day to be as special as it can be. So happy birthday to all the birthdays.
Yep.
And now, today we will discuss on Kale's Corner the four college football teams left standing in the college football playoff series. That's Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia, and TCU. So we're just going to do a quick run through with that. The NBA and the latest rumors and action. Lady T brings us the Week 14 edition of Lady T's Picks. Listen, y'all, today we don't have a whole lot of topics to go over. One thing I do want to add, forgive me, we're going to talk about Brittany Griner being released. We're going to talk about Brittany Griner being released. And y'all know me, this is the Washington Sports Talk Show, so I got to talk about Dan Snyder and these latest facts released, you know. And I ain't even going to – I'm going to just say that. Dan Snyder and these latest facts release. We're going to talk week 14 of this NFL season. Washington has a bye this week, thank God, because we definitely need to heal up. And so we're going to talk about some of the other some of the other teams. Tree and her 49ers received some good news this week. We're going to discuss that, referring to her quarterback. And a litany. Look, I'm finding new ways to say more, much more. I'll say a litany of topics we will be discussing today on Kale's Corner. You can join in with Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or live in studio with DMV Kale and all the live studio guests and Lady T at 563-999-3782. Join in on the front and a different kind of sports talk. You know what I'm talking about? Very different. very, very different. So, with all that being said, I think I want to hear, yeah, there you go. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782, we'll be right back. Hey, big girl, make her back it up. Yeah. College football, making them back it up, for real. We got Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia, and TCU, and my prediction is the same. I want to see TCU win it, but I really, really, really truly dream and envision Michigan taking it all. What about you, T?
You know, that's what I hope. I pray that Michigan wins because that's my old coach. I like the way he put the team together when they said he was, you know, out of his league mm-hmm. and all of that. They was just dogging him out. So I really mm-hmm. want to see him win. I just really want to see him win. I like the team, too. They got some great players. So, yeah.
Yeah. Let's take it to the call. Let's go to Jersey, to our man.
Hey,
what's up, Lou?
All right. Well, the results are in, folks, and it's now the Final Four, so to speak.
Yeah.
It should be an interesting Final Four.
Who you
so
got?
So who
you
having this? Yeah.
Right. We know that.
I got to go with Georgia, but I don't think it's going to be a pushover.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
well,
Georgia ran, you know, I mean, yeah, sure, they had pretty easy time this season, but now you're getting into the playoffs and everything, and it's a whole different ballgame there. And I don't think Ohio State's going to go down that easily, even if it is in Georgia. You know, they have a pretty good offense. So, so they get beat up by Michigan in the second half, but, you know, I think they can put that behind it. And now concentrate, you know, on the conference, on the semifinals and, you know, Try to make a run. Do I think they'll beat Georgia? No, but I think they're going to make it very competitive.
Okay. All right, let's take another call. Oh, my goodness. You ready to laugh a little bit? Let's go to the Washington football team historian, Mr. Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, Kirby.
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing in this beautiful day? It's the snow outside. Yeah, you colder than a polar bear's toenails over here in Colorado. But, yeah, Lord have mercy.
You
got to
get
snow already.
Trees, it was so cold, I saw a politician with his hands in his own pockets.
Uh-oh.
Sure
did. I know,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So, I think them Georgia Bulldogs are going to pull it off.
I think so, too,
okay.
But I just so hope. I'm just so praying for Michigan, though.
Well, I can understand that. He was a good coach. I liked him. He was fiery and everything. Had Vernon Davis and Alex Smith and all that.
Yeah, had a team, Crabtree,
mm-hmm.
all of them.
Oh, he had a hell of a team. Vernon Davis caught three touchdowns and in a playoff game, you know? My wife saw some pictures of Vernon Davis, what kind of physical shape she was in, and she just flat out told me she ever run into Vernon Davis, I would see her tomorrow. You know what I mean?
You know what? Let's take another call. Let's go to
57. What's up, everybody? I'm gonna tell y'all now. The world is your oyster. That's all I can think of to say. Anyway,
I cannot.
Sis, you know the old saying: wish in one hand and pray in the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michigan, I give Harbaugh credit for taking 10 years to figure out how to coach his team and everything, but he can't beat Georgia. Georgia's gonna blow Ohio State away, and I don't think here's my prediction.
Okay.
I don't think Michigan is gonna get past TCU.
Michigan playing. Ohio.
No, Georgia plays Ohio
Michigan
State.
Michigan
plays TCU.
No.
I saw what 57 is saying when they had it laid out, who's playing who. They had Michigan playing TCU and Georgia playing Ohio State.
Okay.
That's
awesome. I don't see Michigan getting past TCU. I really don't.
Yeah. And that would be a disappointment.
I want TCU to win. So I can tease Rev T about TCU. He don't like TCU.
I listen. I told the guys, Kirby, that for years, TCU has been the running joke on whatever program I was on, be it Mike Wise, be it Sports Revival, or whatever I was on, everybody always had negativity as far as TCU go. And it dawned on me, we're talking about TCU because they're making it. They're making themselves relevant. They're putting themselves in a position to be talked about. So we can't really put them down. We can't, say negative stuff about them, but they were always that team to make it, and that's it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Never make it far.
And you're right. For the record, TCU and Michigan is playing, and Ohio State and Georgia is playing. So you guys were right.
What about that one? Ohio State and Georgia. I mean, wow, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be some hell of a playoff games to watch. Seriously.
Remember I said to y'all earlier, Ohio State's team, they got a good team, but Georgia has a great team. So does Michigan. So does TCU. I know Ohio State is rated number two, but if I was rating it, Ohio State will be number four and not number two.
They are number four. Yeah. Ohio State is number four. They
you
are
sure?
Right,
I thought
four.
Ohio State was the number two.
I'm looking right at it.
I thought TCU was number four and Ohio State was number two.
Nope.
Oh, I mean,
no,
Michigan
TCU
was number two.
Georgia
Michigan
one,
was number
Michigan
two.
Georgia one, Michigan two, TCU three, Ohio State is four.
Well, okay, that's the way I would rate them. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would rate them.
Yeah.
That's exactly the way I would rate
them.
And I might even put TCU ahead of Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why I wouldn't is because Michigan is undefeated. TCU lost a game.
Yeah, I'm going to
they lost.
Yeah, that's the only reason, 57, I'm with you. But they lost that last game, so I got to rank them just one over them. So that's how it is.
The reason why I don't is because the game that they lost was to their arch rival, who, even though they lost three games, Kansas State had a great season.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great season. And really, PCU could have won the game in the last few seconds, but they missed. I think it was either a pass or a field goal. I can't remember the game right now, but I know we all saw it. TCU should have won that game.
I know, but what was the score, though? Who won at
the
end?
I think they lost by one point. They lost by one point. Kansas State beat them by, like, 1 point. So, like I said, Kansas State is their arch rival.
The moral victories don't show up no more. The moral victories, they don't matter no more. Like, you should have – I mean, I feel you. Like, when you say that, I feel it. I feel it in my heart all the way to my bones.
At the same time, the schedule makers and the guys who put these teams in order, one through four, that moral victory did count to them. It did count
That's
to
right.
them. They said it was a loss, but it was a down-to-wire, hard-fought loss. And I know we always say you don't get rewarded.
What? They ranked them after them, too. It counts, but you don't get that number two spot. You still number three. So, but if it counted, they would be number two. So
the thing is that
it's just something mental. It's just mentally in your head. You feel like that.
No, it's not.
I do.
No, it's not. It's not mental. It's not mentally in my head. It's that Michigan. I've watched them play all year. All the teams.
Not you. I wasn't saying you. I wasn't saying
No.
Okay?
When you said that, I'm just answering the statement that you said.
Saying the people that – I'm talking about the people that ranked the people. That's what I'm talking about. I didn't want you to think I was talking about you.
No, I didn't think that. I didn't take that personal.
Okay.
Let's see where 007 is at today, y'all.
Where in Michigan?
007
in
Michigan.
In the clouds. What's happening? Happy Thursday. I'm on here. Hey, look, Michigan, I like McCarthy. I like the quarterback. And 57, you helped me with game manager. This man could manage the game right. And, you know, have less turnovers than Michigan defense, especially the front. I was watching some games of Michigan. They front, defensive tackles like that. They create turnovers, and that's a recipe of winning the championship, especially from a program of Michigan and Auburn, Maize Blue, whatever you want to call them. But I got them winning the championship. Because they're going ball control. They're going eat up the clock, and you know, they're going to move the chains. That's it. And
007, do you know why president got to be 35 years old before he can run for president? Because a young man cannot manage the government.
Check this out. This is the season average, right? I'm looking at the stats. He completed 188 passes, 2,376 yards, right? 20 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. That is not bad. 155 rating.
None of those stats you just read off. We're doing a playoff match. None of those stats read off were under the conditions of win or go home. I'm telling you, if you ever play any type of sport, there is no pressure like the pressure of a championship. Now, what 57 is saying, which I agree with, we don't know what this youngin's going to bring to the table because we haven't seen him perform under these conditions. And you can't belittle them.
Are you talking about the
ignore them. Yeah, he come out the rookie quarterback with the Wolverine. I mean, with Michigan.
But listen, y'all. I agree with y'all saying to a degree, but they are undefeated. He's been in so many different situations and all the games that they've been playing. I'm just saying, he's undefeated as a rookie. Like, as a rookie undefeated, who does that?
I'm not going to take anything from the young quarterback, but all I'm going to say is this, is that Michigan won most of their games because they got the best running game in the country. And that's how they won a lot of their games, not on this young boy's arm or anything. He was an adequate quarterback at best I'm not saying he's not going to be great.
Cabrone is rushing for 1,400 yards.
Hey, look. So who the running back?
The running back, yes.
Yeah, they got the best running game in the business.
Yeah. I mean, then you have a linebacker who has 95 tackles of Colson, and you have Moore who has 3 interceptions, you know, and I saw some of the interceptions that was in the fourth quarter that turned games around.
All of that is fine and dandy. But none of these accolades and performances that we're talking about were during a championship game. None of them.
And his last one was he had to do the last one for the championship to get into the position he in right now. He just did it.
And they ran the ball the whole game.
I'm addressing Kale. Kale said that he's never been in this situation in a championship game. And I'm saying he just had to do it.
Harbaugh took the ball completely out of this young man's hands. That's what happened.
You said he never was in that position. I'm telling you he was. That's all the question was.
He had to win the game. He had to be the man. In this game, he's going to have to be the man.
See, that's why I said I wasn't talking about you, 57, because that's not what the question was. The question was, he has never been in a championship game to win the game. That's what Kale said. And then I just said, yes, he was. He just did it because that's the game he got so he could get to the position he in right now. And now you're saying he never was in a position to win the game for the whole team.
All he did was hand the ball off.
He did it. He was in the situation is what I'm saying. Y'all missing the argument is what I'm trying to say.
No, we're not. I know what you're saying. You're saying he was in a championship game. You know, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Right.
That's all
I'm saying. But win or lose,
that's all I'm saying.
What he did. Win or lose,
that's all I'm saying.
It comes down to his performance. Win or lose came down to the run game. It didn't come down to how he threw the ball.
But if they would have gone, that's
a completely different type of pressure. That is a completely different type of pressure. Okay. You don't understand what I'm saying. You don't understand what I'm saying. We're going to take another call on this. Come on, Tank. What's up, bro?
I don't. Unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
What's up?
Y'all know what he's going to say. I agree with everything everybody just said.
I can't say nothing, but I got on there.
I heard a whole lot of going on, and all I hear is I ain't know what was going on. I just been on here for about 5 minutes, bro.
We're talking about the We're talking about the young rookie quarterback that plays for Michigan and how he really hasn't had the pressure of winning it all on his back as of yet. So we don't know how he's going to perform. That's my point. Treese, yes, last week he was in a championship game. But that was my point, Treese. You just started arguing.
But that's not what you said.
That was my point.
I understand that was your point. I understand that now.
Wow.
But that's not what you said a minute ago. What you said was he has never been in a championship game, period. That's what you said.
Well,
and I said
he did that.
That's what I'm saying.
He's never had to win. Winning or losing has never been on his back. I'm not finished. I said winning or losing has never been on his back. That's what I said.
That's not what you said, but go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, Tay.
I'm listening to you say it to me. You were saying it to us. So
go ahead, Tay.
I just told y'all the other day, I'm just going with Michigan, man. Right now,
then I say, go ahead.
He hasn't told us yet. He's down here, freshman. But I'm just going to wait to see what the boy do. That's all I can do. I don't know.
And that's in him. That's all of
them. I'm just going to wait to see
all
what
of them.
Exactly.
We're asking you to be a prognosticator, sir. We're asking you to be a prognosticator, sir.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm not asking you. I just asked for your opinion.
That's the same thing.
I haven't watched him the whole year to really honestly judge him on how he can play, because I only saw like about four or five games.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Every game he won. And so if you ask me the question, I'm going to tell you it looked like he ain't really worried about no pressure, because that's the one thing that I always hear the Coach Harbaugh say, that how much he go in there and he's never under pressure. He never seemed rattled. So I'm just going to wait to see if it happens. Every time I hear Harbaugh talk about him, that's the one thing he say about the young boy. So I got to wait to see it happen. It ain't happened yet.
True.
You show us forceful with that answer. Woo! Yeah.
Exactly.
We wish nothing but the best for the young man. We wish nothing but the best for the young man. But all that is stated, all that we're saying is with young quarterbacks, a tendency of too big a moment tends to happen. A tendency of I can't handle this tends to happen. That's all.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask a question? Charlie Ward won an Heisman as a freshman, right?
Yeah.
The Heisman.
Tim Tebow won as a freshman, right?
Yeah.
Won what?
I mean,
Charlie Ward didn't win the Heisman as a freshman.
Well,
Charlie Ward didn't win the Heisman as a freshman.
Charlie Ward
won
the championship, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, he won. That's why I meant to say a championship as a freshman. I think Tim Tebow won the championship as a freshman.
Charlie Ward did not win a championship as a freshman. He didn't win a championship as a freshman.
My point was, I believe in this kid, man. Every time I see him play, like you said, I ain't see him make a mistake now one time. It's like it's accurate. And the rest of shows it.
Somebody
need to mute their phone.
How many college football championships there's been? You know the exact number of how many of them there has been, Ronnie? Can we give a roundabout figure, maybe 60, 70 games, championship games, actual college football championship games each year.
Yeah.
A total of 60, right? So
yeah.
you named two guys, one of them that didn't win the championship, he won the Heisman. Out of all the quarterbacks that have played over the years, what does that tell you, man? That trying to win with a rookie quarterback is like trying to catch lightning in a bottle. Look at how many times that this feat has not been accomplished. That's all I'm saying. And when you look at number versus the number that is being proposed, you have to go on the side that is the more. And the more is young rookie quarterbacks seem to freeze up in the big moments of a championship game. That's all.
I respect everybody's opinion on how they feel and what they're saying. All I'm saying is, on my opinion, is that if TCU can stop Michigan's running game and they got to rely on the quarterback to pull them through, I personally, don't feel that quarterback has enough experience to bring Michigan through that type of game. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying, in my opinion, I don't think he can. But like Tang say, we'll find out when they play.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for 57.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, Lord.
57, you made a statement that young men can't manage the government. Well, the last 6 years, I've seen a couple of old crackers in the 70s that couldn't manage a dog fight.
Well, we already know about them. We don't want no young crackers running the government. That's all we don't want.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah. On that note, we're going to say good conversation. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. NBA when we come back, y'all.
This here's a champ for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad, showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove, so come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
Just bust the move, huh? All right, NBA, y'all. It's really not a whole lot of NBA news to discuss right now. We went over the top 10 the other day, and we see that Golden State is waking up. We see L.A. is waking up. So what I want to do is the top five rookie players. Top five rookie players. But number one is Andrew, and please don't, you know what? I'm going to dispel it. Andrew Ananobi. Who?
You said Ananobi? Who you say?
No. Andrew NEMBHARD. NEMBHARD. I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. I tried.
Have you heard?
That's that little, who?
Have you heard that's the name?
What are you talking about? Spell it again.
NEMBHARD. Nimhard, I guess. Nimhard.
Nimrod.
Okay. Number two, Orlando. The boy is gay. You know what? Number two with Orlando, Paulo Banchero. Number three, Keegan Murray with Sacramento. Number four, we have Jabari Smith with Houston. And at number five is Tari Eason with Houston. So Houston have two rookies in the top five. So, you know, hey, Houston trying to turn things around. You know, I remember last season about Houston, it was kind of with a giggle and a joke. You know, they trying to put their team together. And the rookies are, let's see, Jabari Smith. They don't have his average on here. They don't. Who?
Ben.
You say
Paulo.
What?
Paulo, he's great. He probably get rookie of the year.
Okay. Okay, here it is. 17 points and 6 boards for Jabari Smith, and for Tari Eason, 5.6 points and 5.7 points more on offense and allowing 5.6 points less on defense. So Eason is actually coming along as a defensive guru with this Houston team, and then they have Jabari Smith coming on the offensive side. So watch out for Houston. That's all I can say, boy. I mean, and again, I know y'all, but I'm going to just say this real quick. I'd be glad when my team could draft like this. You know what I mean? Two top rookies in their class on the same team, it's unheard of. It's unheard of, you know. But, hey, Tank told me be patient. Tank told me be patient. I'm going to be patient and watch what develops and what's happening. And, oh, Treat, good game last night. Good game last night. I don't know what in the heck happened in that fourth quarter, but the Wizards completely unraveled. Completely unraveled in that fourth quarter.
Once D. Wright get back, we're going to be all right, man. Once D. Wright get back,
we're going to be even more all right.
Hey, Tane, do you realize you keep telling me once this, we're going to be good. Once that, we're going to be good. Once this, we're going to be good.
That's the dude that I told you that went out.
Right.
That's the dude.
Hey, man.
That's the man that went out like in the sixth game. Well, I mean,
my brother don't believe in firing people, man. He don't believe in. He's the most patient person in the world.
I told y'all who the weak. I told y'all who the weak link is on the court between Hachimura and Gafford. Them two cannot. I told you him and Gafford. Gafford got the money and locked off. He only giving me 3 rebounds a game. Hachimura.
Oh no, y'all.
Man,
that's not
true,
man. Last night,
That's only because of the Bulls, man.
He did something that I have been clamoring for, and that's play Gafford and Porzingis at the same time. And they completely stopped the Bulls as far as driving to the paint, layups. They got rebounds. They started out rebounding the Bulls, and then he pulled them out. He broke up the tandem. And I'm like, why are you doing that? They're playing good as a team with both of them in there. Why are you breaking it up? But, hey, you know, that's what Tommy does. So,
the problem was, see it again in the next 10. The only reason why he played like that because he wanted to go against the Bulls because he was mad at them for getting rid of him.
Yep.
I saw that.
He ain't gonna play that again.
Because
but that's what he do. He played good for enough to get that check, and then when he get that check, he slacked off.
At halftime, when they were going to the locker room, a Bulls fan pulled out his phone and showed Gafford a picture of himself and Gafford together before he was traded. And Gafford, like, looked at him with a smile, but it was more of a smirk, you know? And it seemed like that second half, he came out motivated. And I said, oh, okay, this Bama just playing to show Chicago what they traded. You know what I mean? That's his motive.
They missed free throws down the stretch.
What we need to do is just totally lose everything the rest of the season and either get that boy from UConn or that boy from Purdue and start like my man said, I'm agreeing with the guy from Atlanta. Just blow the team up, man. Blow it up.
Somebody who's going to hit free throws.
I don't think it's time yet. I think you can get rid of one or two pieces and rebuild from that point. I don't think you have to blow it up because every piece is not a bad piece. It's not a bad piece. I think the coach should be blown up because the coach to me seems like at moments he gets out-coached. Like he doesn't know what he should and shouldn't be doing. So, you know, I can't put that on the players. I can't.
I could get rid of Porzingis, Hachimura.
But they was in the game yesterday. They missed free throws. That's what happened down the stretch. They missed free throws.
And missed them badly.
They missed badly, yes.
Front of the rim, side of the rim, backboard and no rim. I mean, I'm like, okay, did they move the basket?
Yeah, we could talk about general manager getting more players or whatever. We could talk about general manager being on the court, but if you have a chance to tie the game and you missing free throws like that, you deserve to lose game. Free throws are what they are, free. You hit those things.
Trish, you got any online comments about this thing?
No, everybody disagreeing with saying the same thing y'all saying.
Oh, okay. Because we just ran that mouth. We ain't even take it to the online folks. But I agree with you 100%, 007, because I looked, as I watched, I said the same thing. How in the heck do you expect? And the thing about it, DeRozan didn't really have a good game until the fourth quarter. So it was like, okay, are you guys are going to lullaby this thing until he wakes up? And then DeRozan finished the game with what, 27 points? The majority of them were in the fourth quarter when it seemed as if no one from this Wizards team could score. And I'm like, okay, you looked as though you had the answer in the third quarter, and now in the fourth quarter, you don't even want to try to utilize that advantage. It's crazy to me. But like I
nothing
said,
in this area is winning. There's not we don't have a winning team at all in this area.
DC United.
Other than the Mystics.
DC United.
Oh, bro, please do not explain soccer to us again, please. We right.
The Mystics are
for now, we are 7-5-1.
And like
that's winning.
The Mystics are a winning team. Don't knock the girls. I mean, two championships.
No, I love the Mystics.
In 5 years. The Nationals fell off last year, but all the way up until last year, and that's where a good competitive team, a very competitive team, wasn't until they started fire selling and letting everybody go that this team crumbled. But, you know, the Nationals were a good team for a good little while.
They still
so,
a good team.
You know,
we'll be back.
That's yet to be seen. I'm not.
I'm saying they still got the championship on their name, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because it wasn't 10 years ago. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. They still got that Serbian in their swag, you know what I mean? Even though I don't think – are any other players still here that won that championship? I don't think any of those players are still around. I have to look at the roster. But
hey, Strasburg's still on
Strasburg,
the roster.
Yeah, Strasburg is still here.
And Patrick Pope is still –
Strasburg was a key contributor to that World Series as well. He showed off. I give him his props. He showed off. So, you know, hey, I don't know. Maybe Strasburg will come now and finally really be healthy and take over that Scherzer role, you know, because I've seen him play with a little nastiness in him. You know, what we need to see is him, you know, transform that into his game. You know, other than that,
yeah.
You know, hey, I like the Nats game. I'm not going to say they're not good.
Can I ask this question?
Do you a player to watch for the Nationals? Player to watch is Elijah Green, right fielder. That's the player to watch next year.
Didn't Verlander sign with New York? Yeah.
Him
and Scherzer gonna be there together.
Yeah, they're gonna be together. Aaron Judge, y'all gave $360 million for 9 years.
Yeah.
Y'all almost had it. He almost landed in San Francisco.
I'm glad he didn't. Mm. Thank you. That's too much.
Why you don't want Aaron Judge?
He's not good in the postseason. We don't need him.
Thank you.
We need him for the regular season.
A-Rod Jr.
He's not good.
A-Rod Jr.
Yep.
Y'all.
To me,
ain't nothing but a home run hitter. You know, we need baseball players, and when you get into postseason, we don't need just home run hitters.
At the same time, you got to appreciate the home run hitting, because if it wasn't for that, what more would have been talked about when it came to the Yankees?
Well, you know, he did carry us. I give him credit for carrying us during the season, but like Sis said, when you get into the postseason, you're the home run hitter. You supposed to step it up. You're the number one man on the team, and all you did was continue to try to hit home runs. And once your home run died, you was of no use to the team. Not to be the man.
He don't even know how to put the ball in play. Like, put the ball in play.
Exactly.
Get me on the base.
Give us a base hit. A swing. Yeah. Something.
I'm good.
Give me something.
We're watching y'all
stick
play.
Your head out there. Get hit by the ball or something.
Nah, man. You don't want the man to get hit by the ball, man. Them baseball. Hey, listen, boy.
Some of them don't
come that fast. Some of them be 70 miles an hour. You can get hit by 70. You good. But them 100, them the ones you don't want to get hit by.
I'm serious.
I don't want to get hit by a snowball with a rocket at all.
You don't want them more one of them Kirby Puckett type pitches where you get hit beamed straight in the eye.
Never play the game again.
Right.
I told you I saw that happen in high school. High school. I said, "Oh, that's it for me. No, this ain't my sport." You know.
Not that it wasn't your sport. It wasn't whoever got hit in the eye sport. He supposed to move his eye out the way.
Definitely.
Hey.
I was thinking that too, sis. I was like, he wasn't supposed to be out there because he's supposed to be able to get hit dead in the eye. And you in high school.
And you ain't turn your head and get hit in the back of your head. You just going to watch it come and hit your neck.
I learned my lesson from observing. Put it that way.
Yeah, he learned his
I learned my lesson from observing. You know? So, yeah,
so,
peanuts. Pineapples. That's what I meant to say. Pineapples. I don't want no parts of that. You know what I mean? You can have all of that baseball jazz. But you see what I'm talking about? Now, how in the ham sandwich did we go from NBA to baseball? You know what I mean? Kale's Corner, man.
Just a quick detail.
I love my people. All right, 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is when we come back. If you don't know, drum roll, please. Now you know. Let's see who in this mama jamma with us. Reese, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, Joe. Meemaw.
Reese and Meemaw, they just trying to mess things up.
Oh, Lord. Is he on here?
Yeah,
he on
here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You him.
What's up, Tank? Right,
come on, Tank.
Come on, Tank.
I'm all in.
Okay. Ronnie.
Yeah.
All right, we know 57 here. Kirby, are you playing this week?
No.
Kirby.
Okay. Betty is here.
Okay, my Betty is here, and Treats is here. All right, Treats, is all yours.
All right, y'all know about Cash App, $MAMABOSS, the number five, okay, is the Cash App, because somebody asked me for it the last time. So,
you know, you worse than a preacher in church.
Can y'all mute y'all phones if really talking, because we're going to try to get through it real quick so we can have a lot of time to talk about it afterwards. So if y'all, everybody can mute their phones, and then when I call on you, just answer your answer, okay? All right. I don't know, something going on with the online, so I might have to reset it. So just bear with me for a few seconds. All right, the first one, this is tonight's game, y'all. Tonight's game, Thursday night game. Raiders versus the Rams. Raiders versus the Rams, you guys. Let's start with Reese. Come on, Reese.
Raiders.
Come on, Tang.
Raiders.
007.
Rams. We'll finally do it.
I can't with him. 57.
The Raiders.
Come on, Meemaw.
The Raiders.
Raiders. I'm trying to get this online back because it's acting crazy. Okay, there we go. Come on, Kale.
We'll go with the Raiders.
I'm going Rams, even though I might change that because I think they're going to switch it up.
You going Rams, John?
I'm trying. I think they're going to do. They got to win this game. It's like a must. This is like one of the political things. They got to win this game. That's that. They see it.
Well, y'all make up
over, but,
and then y'all hold the conversation and everything.
No,
so we can't say
mute
nothing.
Mute yourself, sir, for we mute you. But we help you. We can do this. We can do this, sir. Thank you very much. We love you too. Vikings. We got a lot of division games, guys. A whole bunch of division games. I think about 6 division games. This is the first of 6. Vikings versus the Lions. This game is in Detroit. Come on, 57.
Vikings.
Okay. Come on, Mima. The Vikings. 007.
Lions.
Come on, Ree.
Vikings.
Wait a minute, y'all. Not this thing.
I want to change mine. I want the opposite of what Nemo got.
We're going to do that at the end. You already know we do it at the end.
Oh, okay, my bad.
What'd you say, Ree?
I said the Vikings.
Vikings, got you. All right, come on, Tang.
Lions.
I'm going Lions. Kale.
Vikings.
All right. Something's going on with the online, but Betty, let me see what she said. She said Raiders and Lions. Yeah, Raiders and Lions. I got to see. She sent it to me through a text, so I'm trying to.
Right.
Do everything at once. Okay. Another division game, you guys. This is the Ravens versus the Steelers. Ravens versus the Steelers, you guys. Come on, 007.
Steelers.
Is Lamar playing, Treese? You know.
I'm not sure if he's playing. He was doubtful. He was week to week.
They said it earlier. He's gone for 3 to 4 games.
Okay. Come on, 57.
Steelers, we going in to kick they boo-boo.
Come on, Mima.
Baltimore, because I'm not going anywhere with 57.
Hey,
so y'all already know Betty is saying Ravens, baby. And I can hear it in her. I can just read it out loud, Ravens, baby.
Man,
come on, Ree.
Who you telling?
Okay.
The Ravens.
You said the Ravens. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Tang.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Ravens.
I'm going Steelers. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did.
007.
Okay.
007.
Yes.
Yeah,
Browns versus the Bengals. Browns versus the Bengals. This is another division game, you guys. This is another division game. So let's go to Mima. Start us off, Mima.
The Bengals.
Bengals. Come on, 57.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Come on, 007.
Yep, Bengals.
All right, 007.
Let me see who Betty says. Betty says Bengals. All right. Come on, Tang.
Browns.
Browns, okay. Man, you stole my answer. Come on, Reed.
The Bengals.
Tail.
Bengals.
I'm going Browns. All right. Another division game. Oh, it's what? Seven. I said corrected. Seven division games. Jets versus the Bills. Jets versus the Bills. This game is in Buffalo, you guys. Come on, Kale, start us off.
Bills Mafia.
Come on, Mima. The Bills. 57.
Bills.
007.
Jets for the upset.
Let's see what Betty says. Betty says Bills. Come on, Reed.
Yeah.
Come on, Tang.
Jets.
Come on, Kale.
Bills, Mafia. You asked me already, girl.
Oh, yeah, you said you first. I'm going Bills. I could have said myself. That's what it was. Listen, James Jones is on here, and I'm just now, because I told y'all the online is acting crazy. So he is playing the game, but I just will have to go back and write his down. But they're on the screen as we talk now live.
What up, y'all?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll text his when I get him.
There.
Just implement him from here on down. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll just go back and get the first one, two, three, four, five.
Well, it's a long story to put to that, to my mess,
my
man.
Okay.
Right. I got to have stuff in order. All right, you guys. Texans versus the Cowboys. James, keep putting your answers down. I am going to write them in later. Put your answers down. Okay, Texans versus the Cowboys. Tang, I got that blue for you. Okay?
Both on blue.
Thank you.
I already know which one he wants. Come on, Reed.
The Texans wear blue.
The Cowboys.
Yes, they do. So do you want me to put you down for that blue 007? Texans?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
The Cowboys.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I will never pick them again.
Uh-oh. I'm going Cowboys. Well, not this year anyway. I'm going Cowboys, and Betty is going Cowboys. Y'all hear me? I'm going Cowboys. Come on, 57.
I'm going with the Texans.
Oh, no.
James Jones.
Upset of the month. Yes, it'll play.
Come on, Mima. I'm going with Tang Ting because I don't say the other word.
Oh,
okay.
I got you. I like that.
Come on,
Tang. I like that. I'm going with Tang Ting.
I like that, Mima. I salute you on that one.
All right. Okay, so division game, guys. Here we go. Eagles versus the Giants. Eagles versus the Giants. This game is in New York City.
New York
City. It's in New York, I meant to say.
Yeah, okay? You're right.
All right. So, I am taking the Eagles in this game. What say you, Tane?
Going with the upset, Giants.
You know what? I started to say that, too. Come on, Reed.
Yeah. You stop. Yeah.
We think alike. Been together too long. You say who, Reed? Eagles?
Eagles, yeah.
Come on, Kale.
Eagles.
James Jones says Eagles. Betty says Eagles. 007.
Eagles.
57.
Who they playing?
The Giants.
Eagles and the Giants.
I'm going with the Giants.
Come on, Mima. Fly, Eagles, fly. I know that's right. All right, did I get everybody? Yes, I did. All right. One more division game, guys. One more. I got one more after that. But this is the Jags versus the Titans. Jags versus the Titans. This game is in Tennessee. Tennessee. Come on, 57.
Tennessee? Tennessee?
I know that's right. Come on, 007.
I like the Jaguars in this game.
They're okay. Always doing something different.
Come on,
it's real.
The Titans. Betty says Titans. Come on, Tane.
Titans.
Come on, Ree.
Titans.
Kale.
Titans.
I'm going Titans. All right.
C-007, change your vote.
The next division game is the Chiefs versus the Broncos. And this game is in Denver. Okay? This game is in Denver. I am taking the Chiefs.
Oh, damn.
What say you, Reese?
The Chiefs?
What say you, 007?
Broncos.
Come on, Betty.
She
says Chiefs. James Jones says Chiefs as well. 57.
Who we going? Who we talking about?
Chiefs, Broncos
and the Chiefs.
Hey man, I seen Sierra today. I'm going with the Chiefs. That boy done.
Come on, Mima.
The
Mima. The Chiefs.
She says.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
And online, everybody says Chiefs. All right. Let's keep it moving along. We got the Panthers versus the Seahawks. This game is in Seattle, Washington. All right. Who want to start us off? Let's go to 007. You're up. Panthers, Hawks.
Let's go, Geno. Seahawks.
Come on, 57.
Seahawks.
Mima. Seahawks. Come on, Tang.
Seahawks.
Reese.
Seahawks.
Everybody online says Seahawks. Kale.
Seahawks.
I'm going Seahawks as well. Betty says Seahawks. So that is our first week, guys.
Yeah.
That's our first week. That game is non and void. All right. Let's keep it moving, guys. Bucks versus the 49ers, and we are at home. Santa Clara. Well, y'all know I'm going to go ahead and put 49ers down for my own safe sanity. And then I'm going to go to my girl Reese and see what she want me to write.
49ers.
49ers? Okay. Then I'm going to go to my girl Meemaw and see what she going to write. Want me to write?
49ers with their backup quarterback.
I know, that's right. Come on now. And Betty says Bucks. Boo. Sorry. Come on, 007.
Buccaneers.
James said 49ers. I'm sorry. Come, 007, what say you? I apologize.
Buccaneers.
Come on, 57.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
All right, Tane.
49ers.
Kel, bring me up.
Bucks.
Gotcha. All right. Let's keep it moving on down to Sunday Night Football, guys. This is the only game on TV, the only NFL game that is on TV. We have the Dolphins versus the Chargers. The Dolphins versus the Chargers, you guys. Let's see. Did I tell y'all? Okay, Betty said Bucks and James Jones says 49ers. I don't know if I said that. But Meemaw, Dolphins, Chargers, Sunday Night Football. Who you got?
Miami.
All right. 57.
I'm going with the Fish.
007.
Chargers.
Betty says Dolphins. James Jones ain't writing nothing yet. Okay, come on, Reed.
Dolphins.
Come on, Tang.
Dolphins.
Kale.
Chargers. Y'all sleeping on Herbert, man.
I'm going Dolphins. Herbert good, but I don't know if he too good. Gonna be too. Chargers. James Jones says Chargers. All right. Our Monday night game is the Patriots versus the Cardinals. The Patriots versus the Cardinals. And this game is being played in Arizona. Arizona, you guys. This game is being played in Arizona. This is the only game that's be on TV Monday Night Football. All 80,000 million eyes going to be on this game. What say you, Reese? And the score, please.
I want the Patriots to win. The score 23-21.
23-21. All right. Betty says Patriots 24-20. 007, you got the floor?
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Okay.
That's 29-23.
Okay. 57.
23-10 Patriots.
You said 23-10?
Yep.
Come on, Tang.
The Cardinals. 26-23.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going Cardinals. 21-17.
Come on, Meemaw.
The Patriots, 27-21.
Hold on. Okay, 27-21. Hold on. Okay, 27-21. Okay, I got you. I am going Patriots. No, I'm going Cardinals. I'm going Cardinals, and I'm going 2019. I'm going 2019. I don't know if I said it in the beginning, but Betty says Patriots. 24-20. James Jones, I need a score. Put your score down there. I need a score. So, you guys, thank you for playing. The Cash App, if you're playing for the kitty, my Cash App is only $5 per week. It's only $5, but if everybody play, you get the, you know, you get the whole kitty. So the Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. If you see Tree Talk, that is me. Okay? So we'll be right back, you guys. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Here I go. Dan Snyder, you are the slimiest, cruddiest, most trifling owner in the NFL. You truly are. And you should be ashamed. You should really be ashamed of where you have led this organization, the hole that you have led this organization down. Once a prideful Super Bowl winning organization is now reduced to ridicule, the butt of people's jokes, and a laugh
embarrassment.
Because you, as an owner, have been an embarrassment. And you should be ashamed of yourself to say that you love this team, that this was your team growing up, and owning it was your dream growing up. Was it your dream to go yachting and fishing and whatever the hell else you were doing, instead of seeing the day-to-day operations of the team that you owned? Women, children, and older gentlemen, nobody was safe with you as an owner. No one. I was telling Reese, we were watching on the news, that they're selling off the orange seats. And for those of you that know about RFK, the orange seats were the seats that were down on the front row. And they were selling off those seats. And I was telling Reese about how when I was a little boy and we used to sneak into RFK, point where the security knew who we were, and they would just tell us, if the seat open, y'all can have it. And I remember there was rarely a seat open because everybody wanted a ticket to see the best going show in the DMV, the Washington football team. And now, everybody else we are playing are the majority number in the games at FedEx Field. You had a chance to redeem yourself. Name this team the Red Wolves. FedEx Field would have taken on the name the Wolf Den. Fans would have got excited, joined together, and been all as one, howling every time Washington did something good. But what did you do? You named us after a kid's character cartoon. The sooner you get away from our team, the better we're going to be. Thank you all. This is DMV Kale, and I had to get that off my chest. Anybody
and
else?
Those views are his views, and his views alone do not represent.
Don't matter. You know what? Y'all not Redskins fans, so I don't speak to y'all. But I guarantee
you. Oh, man, we're just joking with you, bro. Lighten up.
Abroad. I guarantee you I speak for Washington fans abroad. I guarantee you that. They all feel the same way I do. The same way.
Y'all
I
should be like New Orleans God. Fans used to be back in the day now. Y'all should be like, hey, let me buy me a couple of bagheads and just be happy.
Yeah.
Walk around the stadium.
They unhappy. They put them bag
but see, no, see, that's one of them things that be winning one wins and go 0-17 stuff. We ain't that type of embarrassing. We just got embarrassing because we got a dumbass. Oh, excuse me. We got a dumb old owner.
Wait a minute.
Come on. How you gonna mess things up for us like
Daniel
that?
Daniel Snyder like, dropping letters to people, snitching on people. Daniel Snyder just become a scum of the NFL.
You gotta go. Hey, listen.
But and your team is playing good.
If you ever see a roach in a five on a hot pan, that man would do everything in his power to get off from under that hot pan. And that's what this Snyder is doing. He's doing everything in his power to get off from under that pan. He tried to come out and threaten them with, I know something on all of y'all, too. When the NFL told him, we don't give a good booger sugar what you know, he tried to change it around. I would never threaten other owners and say anything that you did. You did threaten them, and you did come out with something against them. You got to remember, bro, you're fighting other billionaires. You're not fighting little Miss Rosie, ticket holder, who you sued over her tickets, her season ticket sale. Yeah, you're not fighting little Timmy, who you had removed from the stadium. You're not fighting those people. You're fighting other billionaires who have just as many, or if not more, tricks up their sleeves than you. You thought Jerry Jones was going to be there with you? You thought Jerry Jones was going to be your man? Oh, that's my dude. He on my side. Mm-hmm. Jerry had nothing to do with you.
You think he put that mess out about Jerry Jones? You
Word
think he had something to do with this stuff about Jerry Jones coming out like that?
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me, Nima. It wouldn't. Because, again, this roach was on the frying pan. So he's trying everything he can to divert that heat up off of him. So Jerry, come on. All of a sudden, a picture of Jerry Jones surfaces from, I don't know.
Jerry can handle his. That's the only thing Jerry can handle his. Jerry don't. He can handle whatever comes his way. He face it head on. Like, he don't be trying to hide.
Jerry ate that junk and didn't even put a statement out.
Nope.
You hear me?
Kevin moving. He,
Jerry
I mean, he
ate
said something
junk.
About it.
Well,
he said something about it. He addressed it, but that was it.
That's it. Yes, he did.
But
right.
I don't believe what he said.
Actually,
I know he can stand up. It don't matter, Nemo. He addressed it, and guess what? They ain't even talking about it no more. That's what we talking about. That type
they
of
might
stuff.
Not be talking
they ain't
about
it
on
no more, but they talking
minutes.
About it on social media.
Well,
social media
don't
talk about it. We talking about on TV.
But,
it ain't on TV
but
no more.
SportsCenter, NFL Network, the main syndicated show, They're not talking about it no more, Mima.
Not at all.
Yeah, we're talking about it on
social
media.
No, because Jerry Jones got too much money. They, you know they're not going to talk about it. He got too much money.
But it ain't got to do with money. It ain't got nothing to do with his money. It got everything to do with his personality.
It got nothing to do with his money. You don't think if that man ain't had no money, they be dogging him like I don't know what. If he wasn't in the spot that he's in right now, if he wasn't a billionaire,
Jerry didn't have any money, he wouldn't be in the position he's in. He wouldn't be the owner of the Dallas football team. He wouldn't.
Right.
If he didn't have any money, if he didn't have any money, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Because plenty of white folks that we know were a part of it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Go ahead,
Jerry
ain't right.
No, I'm not saying Jerry is right.
We're not saying he is.
This is a situation.
You might not
that's
care.
Not about
you
his
might
money.
Not care. That's your opinion. But other people do
no,
care.
No, he don't
because
care. Not my opinion.
Grew,
not me.
You grew up in
I
that
said Jerry Jones don't care.
Things, when they was doing
wait
things,
everybody
like
talking
that,
too fast.
When they was doing things
and I don't
like
want
that,
y'all to get what I'm saying. This is true.
If you went to school with all white folks like I did and was the only black one in the class, it do affect you. Okay? But see, if you ain't never experienced
Mima,
that stuff,
Mima,
oh, no, you don't care. You don't care who. You don't give a
Mima, it's not.
So you,
I'm wait a minute,
you didn't grow up in that time. You don't grow up.
Wait a minute,
Mima,
hold on, one second.
What
I'm saying,
don't agree with you because you're a Jerry Jones fan.
Because I just really want her to understand what I'm trying to say to her. Because I don't want her to feel like it's me against her, like I'm taking up with his man. But she won't let me get a word in edgewise. I'm trying to let her know that.
I'm talking about what society thinks.
Can we move on? Who wants to change what they said? Because I know 57 said he wanted to change one of his things. I'm sorry. Because you won't let nobody else get a word in, Mima. You won't let nobody else get a word in.
Because I was acting like you because you do the same thing sometimes.
Okay, but when somebody let me know that I'm doing that, at least I acknowledge them. You just kept on talking.
Okay.
So what That subject is way too hot. We're gonna just keep it moving. Cause everybody.
That's what we do on the corner. We disagree.
Yes, we do.
Listen.
But you talk about I ain't in that situation. I ain't grow up in the school. You making it personal. I don't want to ever do that with you. So I'm going to change this up.
That's it.
So 57, didn't you say you wanted to change something?
I was joking.
Is anybody else want to change anything?
I'm going to stay with the Vikings.
Okay. Anybody else want to change their pick? What'd you say?
I want the Bills, not the Jets.
You want to change from the Bengals to the Bills?
I
got you.
No, because I can't have no fun on Sunday if you change it.
Hey, bruh, she get the change, bruh.
You petty. I ain't gonna have no fun now. You know what? Man, I hope the Jets win just so I can get on you about switching up on your team like that.
Anybody else want to change anything
before? No, I'm sticking with the Jets for the upset. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody
no, he
else?
Did
going
not
once,
do.
Going twice.
I have another one. I have another one. I want to change it from 49 to the box.
49 to the box. Is that you, Free?
Yes.
That's me.
Okay.
Fickle Nicky.
There you go. Anybody else? Anybody else? Everybody good? Mima, 57, 007, Betty,
yeah,
Tank.
I want to change. I want to change from Kale to the corner.
I know that's right.
All right.
All right.
Nah, you,
all you right. Got the floor, Kale.
Yeah, you can't come on the corner, man, with us.
I can't come. Dang, nabbit.
Nah, you got to stay. You got to stay in the corporate office.
Real quick, y'all. Russia and the United States have agreed on a trade, and they've given us Brittany Griner back for, and I don't even know the man that they traded for her, but that killer. That's what we'll name him.
Yeah, just call him Killer Dilla.
I'm happy for Brittany Griner because her detainment was some nonsense. But at the same time, there are political prisoners from the United States still in Russia, not named Brittany Griner. And I think they need the same attention. Exactly. They need the same attention and notoriety. I turned SportsCenter on and I see the president, his wife, and Brittany Griner's wife on television talking about, you know, it was a success and this and that and the other. It's not a success until we get them all home. Then it's a success. This was a major blow, yes, but it's not a success until everybody is allowed to walk on United States ground, unless they went over there and committed an egregious act.
Egregious act.
And we all know Brittany Griner was detained for vape. Yeah, basically. Let me say that. She was targeted. We all know that. But at the same time, it is what it is. We have other people. We have other people who are still sitting in Russian institutions for less of not equal to what Brittany Griner has just been free for. So while at the same time I'm happy for Brittany Griner for being released, my heart and prayers still go out to the individuals who are still there. And now, honestly, it's age. Put yourself in that person, those people's shoes. Right now, that are hearing Brittany Griner was released. Man, those people, I mean, you probably got to take them out of their cell and put them on suicide watch. Because they probably feel as though they're never coming home. And they're saying to themselves, she was released because she was a WNBA star. That's it, and that's all. Because there was so much hoopla and media surrounding her and everything that she's gone through. And I think the
wait,
same...
Can I say something, Kale?
Wait a minute. Let me say something first, 57.
I think the same attention should be paid to those other individuals. That's it. I'm done.
Attention was paid. That's what Russia wanted to do. Russia had the hand in that.
But see,
Russia
not
wanted
only
a certain amount of people.
They didn't want to do that. They didn't want to do that the whole time. But with the person who they got over there they not letting him go. So they said the next person that comes through, that is going to be a target, somebody high profile. You see what I'm saying? So they got him. So now that we're going to release this fool over here that we got locked up that belonged to them, then they killed up half the world. So we let him out. But while we couldn't negotiate to get both of them out, Brittany and the dude, out
right,
for this man
right.
that killed up half the world. Like, come on, y'all.
The United States, if y'all don't mind me saying, they offered Russia three people, and they tried to get that guy out and another person.
Oh,
Russia
okay.
didn't want that. Only person
that.
Russia wanted was Brittany Griner for this killer that we writ free. And the other person they wanted is a guy that we don't have any control over who is in a German prison that we can't control. But the United States did try to get this other guy out of there, but Russia wouldn't go for it. They wouldn't go for it.
I believe that. I believe it.
And I think it is because, like Kale said, and like you said, I think Russia also said we'd get Brittany Griner out because right now that's where all the commotion is. And, you know, that's where the noise is. And we'll do that right there.
Wow.
But they did
and
try
they
to get more people
plane.
Out, but they wouldn't.
They had her on a plane coming home with her bags and stuff. They had her on a plane. And they saying,
"Oh yeah,
you ready to go home?" And she, I mean, no, you know where you're going. And she looking like, no. Like, why you don't know where you're going? If you're supposed to be set free, like, why you don't know where you're going? Like, that really disturbed me. Like, I'm still nervous for her. Like, even though
that's the political game they play.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the political game they play.
I need her to be free with her feet on the USA soil.
Yeah.
And then
But hey, like I said, I don't wanna rain on her parade. You know, welcome home and congratulations on your accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like 57, like Trees, all of us have stated, there are other political prisoners right now that should be released. That should be released. And I don't want to be an individual that's so happy at the crumb they threw that I forget about the whole slice that's still there. I don't want to do that. So, you know, hey. Come on, Russia.
Russia.
Get yourself together, man.
Yeah. Pray to all the
like Iran. They keep snatching people up. Soon as they let these people go, they're going to snatch some more people to hold for hostage.
Oh, yeah.
They just keep doing the same thing, you know.
Which leads me to my next question. Would you guys go to Russia?
Nope.
If you, yeah, that's what I say. I
ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to the Bahamas. I'm not going to Costa Rica. I'm not getting on a plane going nowhere out of the country. Okay? I'm not doing it.
Apparently, the WNBA players that have been playing over in Russia said they're not going back.
Yeah, they ain't going back.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to China.
Yeah, so they're not going back to Russia.
I wouldn't go to places. Mm-mm. No, sir.
Yeah.
No, no, thank you. I'm just going to deal with this little $250,000 y'all paying me, boo-boo. I'm just going to deal with that.
I'm going to make it work.
Dude, I'm like Lady T.
I'm
not going to
get
to go out of Maryland.
$250,000 so we can at least be $500,000 together.
Can I say this? I hope this season, if possible, she be in shape or whatever, or even though she's not playing, I just hope there's going to be more people going to be involved in the WNBA, you know, more attendance. So, you know, the women could get paid more. I remember y'all was talking about the subject of, you know, women, you know, getting, you know, the same or at least almost the same amount of money as the men players. I mean, they out there too. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, I feel as though we should, you know, go 10 games or networks, you know what I'm saying, you know, put more money in these women's pockets so they don't have to go to these countries thinking that they could get $1 million where it is money here. We just have to make it happen. They got a product here.
But all of us got to play a part.
Let's do that. Live within your means right now.
Same millionaires that own the NBA teams, the same billionaires, excuse me, that own NBA teams, they own these WNBA teams. So I agree, while I agree with you, common effort and decision on these billionaires' part to treat these young ladies and pay these young ladies as the entertainment and the athletes that they are. They're doing the same thing that the men are doing, and some will argue even with more skill and more technique than the men are using. But yet and still, you're saying that their game is not this and it's not that. And I understand the NBA has, I mean, the WNBA has not been around as long as the NBA. But the WNBA has done nothing but grown steam every season since their inception. So, click, man, pay these young girls, man. Pay these
well,
young
just,
ladies.
You just can't give them money,
ahead,
though, Kale. I mean, your
why,
product,
why do you
your
like,
product got to grow. Your what you're putting on the court.
Baby.
They don't have as many teams. I'm not saying that the women don't deserve the money. I'm just saying
right.
is that your market and the investment that sponsors and advertisements get, that they make in the NBA, they got to start making those investments too in the women's game. You got to create some more teams, like I heard Sis say a while back. You know, you just can't say, okay, I got a team out there, and they my minor league team, or I'm just using that as an example, and I'm going to pay them as much money as I pay my major league guys. No, they got to be bringing some money in too. And you can't do that with just 10 teams or 12 teams in the league.
With 57 is saying, because if you got enough money to pay your mascot, the man's mascot, $625,000, then come on, man. That's more than the NBA, four, five of them together. You paying this mascot that ain't even doing nothing. But throwing T-shirts around. Throwing T-shirts. Okay,
how about,
and he gets
$625,000.
Y'all,
that ain't
a whole lot of money.
Let's say
but
each
the NBA
team has a big three.
$250,000, bruh. That's a lot compared to a WNBA player.
But you got the individual team paying for this mascot. You don't have a whole NBA plan for. That mascot, this a team paying for this individual mascot, and not every NBA team has a mascot.
Are absolutely correct, 57. But guess what? The ones that do, $625,000.
All I'm saying is we got to be realistic. Is that if you only bringing in 10,000 people, 10,000 people into your $50,000 stadium, 50,000-seat stadium, then you're not
That's
bringing
true.
In the money. You got to be able to bring in the money to get paid the money.
It got to balance out.
Can I talk, guys?
Yeah.
Let's say each team has a big three, right? You pay those big three their value salary, and then the rest of the team make around that $250,000-$300,000 mark that we're discussing. So you can take your big three to be making anywhere from $2, $5, $6, $7 million a season, and then you pay the fill-in parts. You pay those guys the $250,000 to $300,000, $400,000, even $500,000 contract. Either which way, it's more money, and these young ladies don't have to sell their skill and talent off to these other countries where these things can happen. We're talking about billionaires. They have the money to increase these young ladies' pay. They do. And all of them profit share, just like in the NFL, just like in the NBA. There are teams that don't really have a big market in the NFL, but the owners that do have a big market, a portion of their proceeds go to these smaller market teams. to help them stay competitive.
They just signed an agreement in 2020 to double their pay. They just signed an agreement in 2020 with the NBA Players Association. So like Sis said earlier, is that sometimes you got to learn how to live off of your means.
Yeah.
If you want to go to Russia and play for more money, that's because I'm not saying you're greedy.
You're living beyond your means.
You know, you try to live beyond your means. If your highest salary in the WNBA is $2 million a year, okay, learn to live on $2 million a year. There's a lot of WNBA players that didn't go overseas, that stayed right here and played. And at the end of the year, they went on and did something else.
And the whole time Brittany was there, they kept saying, "See, that's why we ain't going over there. That's why we staying home.
Exactly.
That's why we staying put." You know, something that she came in the country with, you're holding her for trying to leave with that same personal item. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. You know, again, like I said, I'm happy for Brittany Griner and her family, but at the same time, I hope that they don't stop the fight because they are still Americans on Russian soil who are wanting to come home to their family. That's all I want to say.
And don't go back.
Oh, she
please
ain't going back.
Go
you ain't
back.
Gotta worry about that.
What? And am I the only one who's seen pictures of Brittany Griner since her release today? She looked like she don't lost 100 pounds. She looked like
she
don't lost 100 pounds. Yeah.
Now she ain't cut her hair.
Yeah, she looked at her locks off. They shorter. She done did all of that. She was getting ready for that grind over there in Russia. Right now, we might be able to get her for cheap for the Washington Wizards.
Oh, no, she's going back to her team. They ain't never cut her. She going right back.
That was supposed to be a joke. I'm not saying we need all the help we can get.
That was a joke attempt at 57. Brittany Griner
playing
with the Wizards.
It didn't go over well.
No, it didn't go away at all. Congratulations to the young lady. Welcome back home. And America, don't y'all stop fighting and try to get these other prisoners home. Because that man that we released to Russia, he was dangerous.
It's a menace.
Brittany Griner wasn't dangerous at all. She was not dangerous at all. So, hey.
He's going over there and go back to killing Ukrainians and stuff like that. You know, they know what they're going to do. Make it more.
Man, look, there ain't nothing out been to see home. There ain't nothing out been to see home.
There ain't nothing out been.
There ain't nothing out been at all, y'all. Shit. Excuse me, but hey, look, Brittany home.
Oh, boy. Somebody's inebriated.
I ain't even going there with it.
Me either.
Somebody feeling good. That's what's
up. That's
what's
up. Yeah.
Shut
your mouth.
Y'all are crazy.
She home.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy. Now, real quick, another one. Real quick. Did you guys hear that the Cowboys are not signing Odell Beckham? And somehow Odell's knee isn't healthy, was leaked out, and Jerry Jones is saying, no, we rather utilize his services in 2023 after Jerry leaked out to everybody else that this man's knee is not 100%. Jerry, you cruddy. That's all I have to say about that. Jerry,
CD Lamb,
cruddy, man.
C.D. Lamb made that trade null and void last week. That boy played a hell of a game.
So?
And Jerry Jones, like, we don't need Odell Beckham. C.D.
Right.
Lamb played a hell of a game.
But
he ain't healthy.
Yeah, he's not healthy. But even if he was healthy, the Cowboys don't need him.
No, they don't.
57, if that is a true reason, that is stupid, because all season up until last
year. There you go with that stupid word again, bruh.
No, because I'm saying it's stupid on the Cowboy part. You sensitive.
No, it's not. Well, why would you bring this dude
yes,
in
you would be.
To interrupt
listen,
your
listen,
offense?
Listen. Where has she
what do you think, Tay?
All the rest of the season. Where has she
it doesn't
been
matter where he's playing now.
Yes, it does
it's
matter.
How he's playing
it
now.
Does matter.
Where he's been
yes,
all year long
against,
doesn't matter.
Balls against the wall, and now we can depend on him, so we don't need nobody else.
He's been playing good all
after
year, sir.
CD
Lamb's been playing good all year.
After we allowed a number one receiver to leave our team, and we did nothing to replace him.
That's y'all.
And
y'all stupid. That's y'all.
No, I'm talking about the Cowboys. Stay with me.
Well, I'm just saying the Cowboys didn't do nothing wrong. CeeDee Lamb been playing good all year. Ask Tang. He on
no,
the
he
phone.
Hasn't. No, yeah. Tang. Well, you know what? I don't have to ask Tang because I watch my division, bro. I watch my division.
Obviously not, bro. Obviously,
in.
I watch it more
okay,
than you do. Because I can see that and you can't.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. Odell Beckham would not have been brought in if they didn't need him. They wouldn't have interviewed him, tried him out if they did not need him. And CeeDee Lamb had one good game, and now it's, oh, we don't need Odell. No. No, that's not because guess what? Jerry Jones is still saying, in 2023, we can try it again. We'll shoot the tires on it again. So, come on, man. Be real about this thing. Be real about this thing. Jerry, I think Jerry leaked this thing about his knee not being healthy so that he would be available 2023. So that he would be around and willing to accept a contract from the Dallas football team. Hey, nothing would surprise me about Jerry Jones. Tank, we've been talking about your team, and you pretty quiet, bro.
He's down here with the grandbaby party.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Well, come on, T. You got the last word.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Let's get it then. Well, y'all know I love y'all. Oh, everybody. That's my personal I love you. That was my personal. But I'm going to give you Kill's Corner personal. We love you. Kill and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. Kill and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kayla and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kayla's Corner on Instagram at Kayla's Corner and Facebook at Kayla's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKayla McClain and listen to the broadcast there as well. And like we said earlier, to all of the birthday people, happy birthday. Enjoy your week. We love you guys. Stay safe and love on somebody. Hill, you have the floor.
Hey. If you love them, they should already know. We're going to end this joint on some Christmas spirit. Y'all, we get it. All this arguing, y'all remember, this is the season. All right? Show that love.
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one. We'll catch up with y'all Tuesday.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright.